Are there other ways in which churches are involved in AIDS ministry?
A perfect example of how other churches or churches can be involved is the Central Wisconsin HIV/AIDS Ministry Project, which is now under the auspices of Catholic Charities. It's based out of Stevens Point, and it's a project run by a part-time staff person who has a group of volunteers who do both she, the staff person, and the volunteers do amazing work for people living with HIV in central rural Wisconsin. And that's everything from the kind of emotional and practical support that we've talked about, being a buddy, a partner to a client and being somebody who's there for them in their life, to bread bakers. Marge, the staff person, has volunteers who bake fresh baked goods every month who are, and those are then delivered to clients who probably don't have the money to buy that kind of thing. And it's such a special treat, and the volunteers put a little note in that's really touching and moving. And that connection is something that's really important in the lives of those clients. And that is through the diocese, the Catholic diocese out of La Crosse.
You know, I didn't ask this. It's kind of a fundamental question. It's amazing the things that I forget to ask. But Cheryl, in Eau Claire area, how many people are we talking about, or how many family households, however you measure it, are dealings with HIV or dealing with AIDS?
There's a couple of different ways for me to answer that. The first is to say that since the first case in Eau Claire County of HIV, which was probably around 82 or 83, there have been just under 100 people diagnosed with HIV. Certainly not all of those people are still living or living here, but those are the cases in Eau Claire County. This office in Eau Claire serves a 12-county area in the western region of Wisconsin, and we are serving between 70 and 80 families, individuals and families living with HIV.
I think that that means that your prevention program and the general prevention efforts in the wider community have been pretty successful, haven't they?
The rates in this area are definitely lower than in other parts of the state. I'd love to take credit and have the agency take credit. It's hard to know. It's something that's really difficult to measure, those prevention programs and how they're working. But I think that we're doing the best job we can in getting the message out.